Welcome to Budgeting Bits, a show that will help you create and maintain a budget. I'm your host, Jordan Goulet, and this week we'll be looking at sinking funds. A sinking fund is a savings account that you contribute monthly for future purchases and expenses. But what's the difference between this and a regular savings account or an emergency fund? This is what we're going to talk about in this episode, since they are very different. We'll also be looking at sinking funds more closely, steps to set up a sinking fund properly, and some tips. So what exactly is a sinking fund? The term sinking has a negative connotation to it. However, if we ignore the word itself, a sinking fund is fantastic to have financially. A sinking fund could be seen as a savings account, but with specific goals. For example, how are you planning to pay for the new car in the future? Or paying for your summer vacation? What about those juicy bills that pop up a couple of times a year? So what you do is contribute to the sinking fund account to pay for these one-time purchases and expenses. The advantage of setting up a sinking fund is to afford expensive payments without going too much into debt or no debt at all. It also helps you think about the future. You start thinking about the expenses that may hurt you if you're not prepared for them. Because you contribute to it every month, you won't feel the shock of the payment. So what are some examples that you would save up for in your sinking fund? This could be car replacements or repairs, house repairs or renovations, bills such as property taxes or water bill, clothing, house down payment, kids in general, tuition either for yourself or for your kids, self-employed taxes, traveling and vacationing, big purchases like a new computer, a new phone, a new guitar, gifts for birthdays, Christmas, especially Christmas, weddings, baby showers, and hosting an event such as weddings, baby showers, and birthdays. So there's a range of essential and non-essential items here. But doesn't this sound a little bit like an emergency fund? It may seem like an emergency fund at first glance, but they are quite different. The most significant difference between the two is an emergency fund is used for emergencies. These are unexpected expenses, while a sinking fund is used for expected expenses, although sometimes the date is not necessarily known. Remember, an emergency fund is used if you can answer yes to the following three questions. Is the event unexpected? Is it necessary? Is it urgent? So, if your 20-year-old car breaks down, is it an emergency? No, because it's an old car. It is known that vehicles deteriorate over time and will need repairs or replacements. What if your 5-year-old car breaks down and needs repairs? Then this is unexpected, necessary, and urgent because you expect a new car to not break down so early in its life. So you would use your emergency fund for this. A sinking fund should be considered when your car starts getting really old. You know that you'll need some money for it in the future, so start saving now. A sinking fund could be used for expected or somewhat unexpected expenses. It also can be used for necessary or unnecessary purchases, as well as urgent and not urgent. Okay, so it's not an emergency fund, but it does sound a lot like a typical savings account. A sinking fund and a savings account are almost identical, except for the very important difference. A sinking fund sets specific goals, whereas a savings account can be used for anything. A savings account could be used to pay for whatever you want whenever it comes up. For example, let's say you have $3,000 in your savings account, and you and your partner feel like you need new furniture. You guys look into your savings account and realize you have enough money. So you spend all your savings on new furniture. Now, a few months later, you want to plan a vacation and some big bills are due. You only have $600 in your account now. What do? This is the advantage of a sinking fund. You only use money in the sinking fund that associates with your specific goal. If you need $3,000 for furniture and only contribute $200 a month for it, it will take 15 months to reach your goal. When you finally spend your furniture savings, you will still have money for your vacation and those bills. It helps you not use the money you save for different purposes. How do you set up a sinking fund? Well, this is what you should do to get started. First, start a budget. Creating a budget will help you understand your cash flow, meaning you'll know where your money is going and where it's coming from. You'll also delegate your money across several budgeting categories. Then determine how much you can contribute to your sinking fund. Once you have your budget under control, you should figure out how much you can afford to contribute to your sinking fund monthly. Now, list your goals. You want to understand what you want to save up for your sinking fund. You want to note down what is it you're saving for, the amount you need to reach for that goal, and how long you want to save. Then, figure out your monthly contribution. You know your overall goals. Figure out how much you need to contribute monthly to hit those goals. You also want to make sure your monthly contributions make sense. If your monthly contributions don't add up to what you decided, this is the amount you want to contribute to your sinking fund, then either modify your budget or modify your goals. Now you've figured everything out, you decided on your goals and the amount to contribute, start contributing monthly. You also want to make sure that you keep track of how much money is for each goal. And finally, you want to review your goals every month to see if you hit any goals, want to add more, or modify them. So let's walk through an example. First, let's figure out our budget. Using the 50-30-20 rule as guidance, my sinking fund is part of my 30% wants. If I make $3,000 a month, then that leaves $900 for my wants. Now, I don't want to use the full $900 for the sinking fund, so I'll contribute $500 a month to my sinking fund, leaving $400 for the rest of my wants. So $500 a month I'm willing to contribute to my sinking fund. For simplicity, all my goals will be reached within 12 months. I want to save $1,200 for my vacation, $2,000 for new furniture, and $3,000 for upcoming bills like property taxes. So I need to contribute $100 a month for my vacation, $166 a month for furniture, and $250 a month for bills. However, if I add all these contributions up, I get $516 a month. I already decided that I only want to spend $500. So I'm going to reduce my furniture goal to $1,800 instead of $2,000 so I can make a monthly contribution of $150 a month for my furniture. And then now when I take the sum of my contributions, I get $500 a month. Now every month when I contribute to my sinking fund, I'm going to put $500 into my account. However, I note down how much money I have for each goal. So after the first month, for vacations, I have $100, for furniture, I have $150, and for bills, I have $250. Then a few months pass, and say now I'm at 6 months. So I note down my vacation, I had $500 previous month. If I added my contribution this month, that $500 is now $600 for vacation. My furniture went from $750 to $900, and my bills went from $1,250 to $1,500. And then finally, when I hit the 12th month, my vacation should be at $1,200, which was my goal. Furniture would be $1,800, which also my goal. And bills at $3,000, which also my goal. And that's it. The hardest part in all this is to keep track somewhere of how much money you've delegated to your goals. And that's it. So here are some tips to help you with your sinking fund. If you have one saving account for your sinking fund, it is crucial to keep track of each of your goals. This will help you make sure you aren't using your money for something else. A sinking fund is also useful to hit fund goals like vacationing or gifts, but remember to think of the non-fund stuff, such as bills, repairs, and other obligations that you might have. And even though it's considered a savings account, I would recommend having 20% of your take-home income for paying off debt and other savings accounts. These other savings accounts can be for retirement, emergency funds, and investments. That's why in the example, I used my wants to contribute to my sinking fund. You can also get creative and use some of your 50% needs, because there's some things that, for example, like property tax or water bill, that you can consider a need, and some things from want, and do, in a sense, a hybrid. For this week's question, we actually have, I would say, more of a concern by an anonymous listener that brings up something interesting about the 50-30-20 budget rule. They say, I think the 50-30-20 rule is a really bad way to budget. Needs shouldn't take up 50% of your income. This means your living is too expensive. So the 50-30-20 rule is a guideline to help with directing your budget. It means you want to spend 50% of your take-home income on needs, 30% on wants, and 20% on savings and debt. Depending on a person's situation, 50% may seem way too much or just enough. If you think it's too much, that's perfectly okay. You can reduce that 50% and use that towards your savings and debt payments. If you start to realize that 50-30-20 doesn't make sense to you, you probably grasp your budget on an intermediate to advanced level. Thus, using the 50-30-20 rule may not work for you at all. At this point, you should understand your financial goals and create a budget to hit these goals. You may be on the need to simply dividing your income into three different parts. If you are a beginner at budgeting and don't know where to start, don't be afraid to use the 50-30-20 rule as guidance, but eventually it won't necessarily work for you anymore. So yes, what you say is 50 might seem like too much, especially if you have different plans. But if you're just starting out to budget, this may seem very reasonable. A sinking fund is a great way to save for expenses. It helps you not live paycheck to paycheck and save for things you thought you could never afford without feeling guilt. Also, in case of emergency fund wasn't enough to cover for an event, worst case, you can use your sinking fund to pay it back. I would only use the non-essential savings in that case, but it is there for you to use. It also keeps you out of debt, which is a big win. If you have any questions about budgeting or about this episode or previous episodes, I would love to answer them on the show. So if you do, just leave a comment wherever you listen to this podcast, or you can email us at budgetingbits@pocketbudgeter.com. That's budgetingbits@pocketbudgeter.com. The email is also in the description of the episode, so send them my way. I'd be more than happy to answer them. So thanks for listening, and make sure if you like the show, you give us a follow. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Pocket Budgeter, and visit pocketbudgeter.com for even more information and tools to help you with your budgeting needs. You can also get the Pocket Budgeter mobile app on Apple Store and Google Play Store. Just search for Pocket Budgeter, and it should pop up. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.